Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Tom Petty bringing us back to late greatness. 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Matt Haller. Matt is a new friend. He's Senior Vice President for Government Relations and Public Policy at the International Franchise Association, IFA.org. It's an organization that I love telling you about. Franchise.org, I think it is really the website, isn't it, Matt? Franchise.org. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning. Great to be with you.
Good to have you here. In the previous segment, I was quoting your research and comparing it to my research about business owners having difficulty getting workers to come to work. And I always like to remind people that when we're talking about the problem, we're not talking about people who need welders not being able to find welders. We're talking about people trying to get somebody who can fog a mirror to show up and on time and know how to work and actually do something. Those are the qualifiers that people who respond to this, these polls. That's what they're saying in the internals. It's not just that I can't find a welder who can weld. It's that I can't find a person who I can count on to show up on time and stay at work all day and get things done. What do you think? It's a crisis. We're calling it a crisis around here. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a huge crisis, and it's the number one crisis facing the economic recovery. I mean, we can talk in a minute about all the different, you know, regulations and tax increases and other things that the administration and, you know, different cities and states are doing right now. But there's demand out there for product and service, and our members can't find employees to fill that demand. And that means we're not going to reach our full economic potential. And this is in restaurants, this is in hotels, as people are starting to travel again, this is in hair salons, people want to cut off their COVID haircuts, this is, you know, home construction and landscaping.
Somebody pulled into a Taco Bell, somebody I know pulled into a Taco Bell the other day, and it was not even close to closing time, and they were closed, and they were just closing, and they asked the manager why. He said, I can't find anybody to work. They literally couldn't open the full shift because they didn't have an employee. I called my favorite pizza place the other day to get a pizza delivered to my house. And I know the owner, and it was on Monday, and I couldn't figure out why they weren't answering the phone. I thought, well, have they closed on Monday? And I talked to him later. He said, I just didn't have anybody who could answer the phone.
Yeah, you can drive down every main street in America, and you're going to see help wanted signs out front. You could stop at every rest area,
and yet there are 10,000 people. There are 10,000 people sitting on. I mean, 10 million people sitting on the sidelines because the government keeps sending them checks.
Well, you can't fight City Hall. That's the old adage, right?
Yeah.
And right now, our members, you know, small franchisees in all these sectors are competing with the government paying workers more to stay home than the cost of labor. And that is a real challenge.
How is that any less than an assault on our existence by Washington? How is that any less than that? A complete competitive, completely competing for the time of our employees.
Right. And look, I think at the beginning of the pandemic unemployment insurance plus up was appropriate as we had to keep people, you know, out of locations, we had to keep the economy, you know, shut down for a period of time. But, you know, as tends to happen with Washington, a complete overreaction. And now here we sit with this additional unemployment on the books through September. And now some in Washington want to talk about extending it permanently. So this is a total bait and switch, trying to use the pandemic to create permanent income replacement,
right?
Which is not something that anybody in this country should be signing up for,
right? So I want to shift over a little bit and talk about what you heard last night from the president's whatever that was called last night, his presentation of the to part of Congress. What did you take
away? Joint address to part of Congress. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Well, yeah. Unbelievable. So what did you take away from that spectacle?
My main takeaway is that they are continuing to attempt to go big and learn the lessons of the Obama era, where they attempted to work with Republicans early and delayed the campaign promises that they made to much later in the first term of his administration. And obviously the president was sitting there as the vice president and has learned that lesson.
Right.
And while he's made major overtures in the campaign trail about working in a bipartisan way, their view of bipartisanship is, do these issues appeal to not Republicans who are elected to serve in Washington, but Republicans out in the country,
right,
or independents out in the country?
Their view of bipartisan is elections matter. That's their point.
And at the moment, I mean, the first plan, you know, the American Recovery Plan that, you know, was the last pandemic relief bill that became law in March, you know, that is popular. And when you're giving people direct money,
right,
and under the guise of the pandemic, you know, that's going to be popular. This proposal and what the president discussed last night is really two proposals. I mean, this is a massive transformation of power,
yeah,
you know, from people
to Washington
and free enterprise to Washington.
And this is
completely transformative. And there's a number of things.
It's centralizing,
you know,
a country.
Every industry.
It's centralizing the power of a country that was built on decentralizing power. It's the absolute opposite of the spirit of why America was founded. Folks, you got it. It's just, there's nothing less than that. You got to understand that. Republican or Democrat, if you're still an American, you got to understand that. They're coming right back with Matt Haller. He's with the International Franchise Association, franchise.org. We're going to talk some more about this after the break. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.